Okay, next item is report by regional board members. I will start on my right, Ms. Cervantes.
Nothing to report.
Mr. Johnson?
Yeah.
I will then move to my left, Mayor Delgado.
Nothing to report.
I don't have anything to report, thank you.
Either do I.
Dr. Hunter?
Thank you. As some of you may know, I am a board liaison for environmental justice issues, and I have the privilege of updating the board on some of the incredible work that our staff is doing broadly across all of our programs. I know today or in this hearing we will have an item addressing one particular aspect of our EJ issues that we have been long involved with building community capacity. So I won't touch on those, but there are some other important programs and projects that I have been reporting progress on. Their long term, and so it's important for us to hear these updates. Today I'm going to talk about the UCLA project, which has been going on for a couple of years now, the domestic well sampling program, which is funded by settlement money under CCAMP GAP program, and the DACI grant, which is something that board member Jane Gray has been very involved with, and you may have some additional comments on that. So I'll start with the DACI program. It's not something that we are directly involved in, which is a good thing in the sense that, you know, action is going on from other with other agencies and other entities at the county level, and a lot of community involvement in the IRWIM Integrated Regional Water Management process. And under that effort across the region, it was required that needs of disadvantaged communities be not only recognized but identified and prioritized. And we recently received a $2 million grant award to allow these projects now to start to get underway. These are projects that, again, we don't have a direct role, but certainly we are collaborators, and we do, at some point, we may be permitting or we may be involved with the technical dimensions of these projects as they get closer to implementation. The main aspect, I think, that we want to recognize is all of this work is moving forward under AB 685, the Right to Safe and Affordable Drinking Water, which was passed in 2012, and which we, as a regional board, followed the State Water Board lead in issuing our own resolution. And again, this highlights for staff and for our stakeholders the importance and the resources that we have to bring. We need to be efficient, we need to be effective. The cost of resolving safe drinking water for all our residents of the state of California is an enormously costly undertaking. But if we are very efficient, very smart, very collaborative, coordinating resources and eliminating overlap across jurisdictions, those are the things that make it possible to actually make some headway in creating solutions. And primarily we're talking about areas of remote, unincorporated county areas where there is no infrastructure, and largely the community is not in a there's no context for developing ability to oversee and maintain any kind of a system, a collected system. And that leads me to our second area, which is our CCAMP GAP well testing program, which we ran a pilot in San Luis Obispo. We're now ready to move forward with some additional funding coming out of settlement funds to continue this. And we're moving into the Monterey County area. And again, well, this is not exclusively directed to disadvantaged communities. Certainly well testing of drinking water wells is going to touch on those areas that are confronted with contaminated water. They may not be aware of it, and this well testing program gives landowners, well operators, well owners, as well as residents who rely on well water for their drinking water, the opportunity to have their well tested and confirm whether or not they are being exposed to contaminants, primarily nitrates, but others such as arsenic, more that are occurring naturally in our water water supply, groundwater supplies. So we want to congratulate Matt Keeling, who's done an incredible job of leading this effort, and he's going to be continuing in that role. And the last project I want to talk about really quickly is the UCLA, the Distributed Smart Water System. This is on the innovation spectrum. This is the kind of thing that we need to see happening in order to address areas of, certainly in our region, we rely heavily on groundwater for as our primary source of water and drinking water. And we were fortunate enough to have UCLA develop a pilot project that would deal with these isolated water systems, provide treatment at on-site with a very efficient collective monitoring and management system. What we recently learned that State Water Board from cleanup and abatement funds has awarded an additional $500,000 to allow this project to continue. So this year we will see construction begin in the Blue Rock community and the Santa Teresa community. And we're very excited now to see this concept moving forward to actual proof of this technology, the design, and the challenges that we've been presented with in permitting this. I think staff has been extraordinary in working to find a monitoring program that would allow the permit to meet all of our regulatory standards, but at the same time allow us to explore this really incredible option. Should this project prove to succeed and accomplish not only treatment, but not create any additional problems for groundwater contamination through discharge of the treated water or the treated effluent, we could see this as a potential solution across the state, where we have at least 2 million, possibly more, people who are exposed to contaminated drinking water with very few options. These are not areas where consolidation with bigger systems are even possible. These are areas, again, as I mentioned, disadvantaged communities that have little infrastructure, both administratively and technically, to solve their water, drinking water problems in any simple or inexpensive way. Affordability is another huge issue. And so this is something we've helped to shepherd. Again, it's not our project, but we're fortunate that the three locations that these pilot projects are being installed are in our region. And so we have contributed to the extent that we can with working with the project leads at UCLA. The last thing I'll mention is San Gerardo. I won't go into depth. We've talked about that many, many times. But I will say that they are not going to move forward with purchasing their own water system, their own well, and operating it. The State Water Board did an extensive review, and I think very thorough review, but determined in the end that they did not have the technical, managerial, and financial ability to maintain the system. So the system will be sold by the Monterey County Water District. And in doing that, we will be hopefully able to assure that Their water rates are not increased as a result of transfer of the ownership of this. And that is probably our best and main effort in keeping all parties aware that this community, which qualifies in every single aspect as a disadvantaged community, but also as one that's taken responsibility, worked very hard to be part of the solution and to contribute to the discussion, and I think in many ways informed all of us, the region, as well as the State Water Board staff, in what the challenges are in creating solutions unique and tailored to each of these different small systems, and understanding in the short term the need for getting safe water to families, but in the long term, looking at the cost of these systems and the cost to these families who may have to choose between food and water or food and medicine and water. So these are issues that are very urgent, and yet, you know, time, it takes time to move through these processes. So again, I feel very encouraged by all of this, but we have a lot on our plate and a lot of folks, thankfully, working at it, and in collaboration with other agencies, we see changes occurring. So I'll end with that. Thank you for the extended time.
Thank you, Dr. Hunter. And then lastly, little updates on my activities. May 21st, met at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo University with representative of the men's colony and representatives of the California State Correctional Facilities in regard to possibly a consolidation of a water treatment plant from the men's colony and taking the sewage from Cal Poly University, treating it to Title 22, which the existing facilities allows that, and then return it for irrigation water for the several hundred acre farms at Cal Poly. Then on the May 29th, I met with Supervisor Bruce Gibson from the County of San Luis Obispo, who has been reelected as a supervisor, and met along with Mr. Packer from our office and Mr. Robertson to discuss the LAMP program, which is on-site water treatment systems for the County of San Luis Obispo. Then on June 13th, attended a meeting in the County of San Luis Obispo regarding the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act and updates on boundary modifications of basins and change of designation of some of the basins within the county and what the consequences could be. And then lastly, a follow-up meeting on the 21st of June, again with Cal Poly and the Men's Colony on this potential water recycling program. And that concludes my updates. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
I do have one. I was reviewing my calendar. On June 8th, I had a phone meeting with Laurel Firestone, the co-director of the Community Water Center, basically regarding the potential for environmental justice work on the Central Coast.
Thank you for that update.